呀。
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jaya Bhattaka Swami on October 11, 1989 at New Taliban Farm in Carriere, Mississippi. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 40.
Kakaroti vachalam pangulam gayate girin at kripatamaham vande sri gurum vinatari. Matya svakaccha panashingha baraham sa.
Matya svakaccha panashingha baraham sa.
Rajanya vipra vibhudeshu kritavatara.
Rajanya vipra vibhudeshu kritavatara.
Pasi nastri bhuvanam chayata dhunesha.
Pasi nastri bhuvanam chayata dhunesha.
Bharam bhuvo haraya dhutama vandanante.
Bharam bhuvo haraya dhutama vandanante.
Translation of repetition. O Supreme Controller.
O Supreme Controller.
Your Lordship.
Your Lordship.
Previously accepted incarnations.
Previously accepted incarnations.
As a fish.
As a fish.
A horse.
A horse.
A tortoise.
A tortoise.
Narasimhadeva.
Narasimhadeva.
A boar.
A boar.
A swan.
A swan.
Lord Ramachandra.
Lord Ramachandra.
Rasurama.
Rasurama.
And among the demigods.
And among the demigods.
Vamanadeva.
Vamanadeva.
To protect. The entire world.
The entire world.
By your mercy.
By your mercy.
Now please protect us again.
Now please protect us again.
By your mercy.
By your mercy.
By diminishing.
By diminishing.
The disturbances in this world.
The disturbances in this world.
O Krishna, best of the Yadus.
O Krishna, best of the Yadus.
We respectfully offer.
We respectfully offer.
Our obeisances unto you.
Our obeisances unto you.
Report by His Divine Grace Srila Bodhicharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In every incarnation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a particular mission to execute. And this was true in His appearance as the son of Devaki in the family of the Yadus. Thus all the demigods offered their prayers to the Lord, bowing down before Him and requested the Lord to do the needful. We cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. We can simply offer Him our obeisances as advised in Bhagavad Gita. Manamana bhavamada bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru. And pray to Him for annihilation of dangers. Thus in the text 40, chapter 2, canto 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada in the matter of prayers by the demigods. Om Tat Sat. Actually, the whole material world is going on automatically by the arrangements that Krishna has made at the time of the creation, with the ecological balances, with the demigods controlling. Things are set up to go on like a clockwork. But in the universe, there's always some disturbances. Since everyone is given a free will, although they don't have complete knowledge, so out of their ignorance for what is their real welfare, different persons influenced by atheistic or demoniac desires for increasing their own sense gratification, they disturb the natural order. Just like things have been going on for thousands and thousands of years, even within recorded history. But there's no problem with the ozone layer. There's no problem with all these greenhouse effect or anything. But in the past century, since man has become more expert in yantra vigyan, and they've started to exploit natural resources for increasing their profit, they have already created enough imbalance that is very noticeable, and it's getting everybody worried. Temperatures are changing in the world. Water levels are changing. People are getting skin cancer because the upper atmosphere composition is changing due to so many things going in the atmosphere. So similarly, in the past, there have also been problems created by this kind of irresponsible action. When the earth fell out of its orbit, Brahma had to come to put it back. The present time, we don't know what the effect is going to be from digging miles into the earth and pulling out all the petroleum products, which take millions of years to produce. Because in the center of our planet, there's a constant fire that's burning. Sometime a volcano comes up, we see the evidence of this fact that there's fire in the center of the earth. According to the Vedic understanding, this fire is part of the unique balance which keeps our planet in orbit properly. So in the future, sometime down the line, all the petroleum that's supposed to go to the center and feed this fire won't reach, because we already drained it out. And when that happens, who knows what's going to happen with the orbit. So all these things are not so amazing. Might sound amazing, how can you take the planet out of orbit? But it's not so amazing when we see what's going on today, where we're just exploiting the earth as if, you know, it's nobody's business. We don't think about what the future, we don't even know how the earth works. You always hear there's so much we don't know. This is a famous catch-all phrase when the scientists, you know, well, we've learned a lot, but there's so much we don't know yet. Meaning that don't worry, in the future we'll know it. Meanwhile, how to fix the ozone, how to fix this, how to fix that. So there is a natural balance. Krishna's plan was perfect, but because he gives everyone the independence to do what they want in the material world, and some people, they don't act responsibly, so there becomes imbalances, and this creates disturbance for the whole world. So when the devotees are feeling a lot of disturbance, or when they're really desirous of having the Lord's mercy, then in different avatars or incarnations, he descends. Just like Prahlad was being disturbed, threatened by Haranyakashipu, so Narsingadev came. We already talked about Varaha. Last night was the Vijay Dasami celebration, Dasara, the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. Today is Ekadasi. Ekadasi means, Eka means one, Dasi means 10. 10 and 1 is 11th day of the moon cycle, lunar cycle. Dasami means the 10th day. So that was the 10th day in the lunar cycle. Yesterday, today is 11th. 15 days normally, give or take one. So there also, Ravana, he was creating a lot of disturbance. Didn't care for anybody. But he became very powerful by worshipping Lord Shiva. He became so powerful that he defeated all the demigods. In fact, he kept them captive, and on the steps going up to his throne, he put their bodies. The bodies of the 9 great demigods were the stairway up to his throne. So every day he'd go to his throne, he'd step on their bodies. So he was so powerful. Defeated Indra, Varuna, Agni, Saturn, Jupiter, everything. So apparently, Narada Muni said, you're stepping on their back, but if you step on their belly, then it's much more painful for them. It shows your power over them, even in a more dynamic way. So he thought, I like that idea. I step on their stomach every time I go up. I mean, some steps on your back, you can do some step on your stomach. You know, it's really much more painful. But because all the demigods are face down, and they were the astrological demigod, they couldn't put their influence on Ravan. When he turned them over, then they could give them all their blessings, so that their karma, his astrological, you know, future would be the worst they could possibly give. You know, you bring his end to it quicker. Actually, this is to his blessing, because by being brought to the end by Ramchandra, Ravana also achieves deliverance. He was creating disturbance in the whole universe, threw everything off. So the Lord came and he protected the universe because of the prayers of his devotees. So sometimes the devotees pray for the Lord to come. It's like the demigods were thrown out of their kingdom, the heavenly planets, by Bali Maharaj. He made an interplanetary attack and he conquered over the entire galaxies of the Swarga empire of Lord Indra, coming from the lower regions of the universe, one of the original Star Wars in the universe. And they had to actually flee from their planets. So the mother of Indra, she did a tremendous tapasya to please the Lord. The Lord agreed to become her son. And he came as Vamana Deva and delivered Bali Maharaj by assuming the form of Trivikram. Then returned the universal order, and he gave Bali Maharaj a planet in the lower region, Sutala, but made the planet so opulent that it was not less than the heavenly planets. And he personally remained there, so it was like a spiritual planet. In the end, everybody was happy. Please, everyone, establish the order. So they could only pray to the Lord to please come, save us. Were in this predicament. How he is going to do it, they didn't have any idea. Aditi and the Devas, they didn't know any more than Bali Maharaj what was up Vamana Dev's sleeve, so to speak. They didn't know what was the trick or what was the means he was going to use. So the Lord, he comes with his own plan. Sometimes he tells what his plan is, and sometimes he just does it and takes everybody by surprise. When the earth fell out of orbit and she prayed to Krishna, to Vishnu to come, and all of a sudden was it Lord Brahma, he sneezed. Little speck of something came out of his nose. It's like what you normally think, a little dry phlegm or something, but instead it was actually a baby boar, which suddenly started to grow right from that little speck, grow and grow and grow, and before they saw it, it's a beautiful little golden boar. Running around and it kept growing. It got bigger and bigger, as big as a house. Pretty soon it got so big it was bigger than a whole planet. Pretty soon it made a planet look small. It was in outer space. So Hiranyaksha, he was a great fighter. He wanted someone to fight. He used to go and just smash mountains with his fist just for the heck of it. He couldn't find anyone to fight with him. So then Brahma satisfied his desire. Beat the living daylights out of him. Literally kicked them to a pulp, which is what he wanted. He really wanted a good fight, so he said, is there anybody that can give me a good fight? So and actually the Lord satisfied his desire and at the same time satisfied Mother Earth's desire and put her back into orbit and somehow set everything right. But when they just prayed to the Lord for his protection, they didn't know, even when he appeared. And when he was fighting with Hiranyaksha, he let Hiranyaksha get a few punches in, and all the demigods got worried, wow, it looks like maybe Varaha's not going to be able to defeat this Hiranyaksha. But Varaha is just giving him a good fight, letting him have a few punches in, playing around with him a little bit. And then finally, he's finished him off. And he got liberated, of course. He got liberated because dying presence of the Lord. So like this, the Lord's mission is all mysterious, always. So here they don't know exactly what Lord Krishna is going to do. They know that when he's coming, he's going to have everything under control. So they're just praying to him that protect the entire world by your mercy. Actually, the residents of the higher planetary system, they like to see this order maintained. So they pray, let the whole world be peaceful, let the whole universe be peaceful, let everything be in proper order. There are people like that on this planet. They have that nature a little bit like demigod nature. They want to see everything peaceful, everything nice, let everyone enjoy, no disturbance. So there are great sages like that in the higher planets, and they pray to the Lord for world peace, universal brotherhood. Prabhupada said that actually there's good and bad in this universe, and the good and bad fight with each other. There's a struggle going on. Sometimes, generally good wins, but sometimes the evil also wins. So, Krishna is actually transcendental to material good and evil. But it appears that he's on good side, because good generally is very submissive to God and prays to the Lord to help. But actually he's neutral, because evil also, they're willing, they want to fight with the Lord, they want to see, also reciprocates with everyone. And ultimately he does good for all. Everyone benefits. But from face value it appears that he's on the good side. But that's just the way it works out. Because the good asks for his help and the evil, they're against him. So he fulfills both. When Krishna left this universe, then dharma, religiosity, austerity, all the good qualities, they also went. At the time, the great sages were very concerned with how is the universe going to be protected, how is it going to be proper, how are the people going to make any spiritual progress since the Lord has left and all the good qualities have gone with him. So then the Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a literary incarnation of the Lord, a book incarnation. So they have a boar incarnation, they have a tortoise incarnation, a half-man, half-lion incarnation, a demigod incarnation, a horse incarnation, why not a book incarnation? So the book incarnation, by reading it daily, automatically gives us the spiritual blessings of the presence of the Lord. Helps to change the imbalances in the universe. If the Bhagavatam is being read everywhere, then the whole world would be a different place. So the Lord appears in the age of Kali in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Also appears in the form of the holy name, Nama Rupa, Kali Kali Avatar. Then in the form of the holy name, the Lord appears in the age of Kali. So by chanting the holy name, we are also bringing the presence of the Lord. Actually, when I arrived in Atlanta from London, after this recent incident happened for recuperation, then seeing that I was coming from the Orient, from India, the customs directed me to go to the agricultural inspection. Maybe they thought I had some agricultural produce or something, or something from India. But the lady who was the inspector, she said, "Oh, you are Hare Krishna." I said, "Yes." She says, "I don't see you people much anymore. You still around? I used to hear you singing in the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Ram Ram." You know, it couldn't get exactly right, but I got the idea more or less. It was very favorable. I said, "No, we still go out and chant." So actually what she was missing, the chanting. She was expressed, "I don't hear you." In other words, that meant that she liked it. She was missing it. And she chanted Krishna's name so many times. I met another devotee. I was waiting for Pandava Das in Atlanta Airport. And a man walked up to me and said, "I used to, you know, fly in and out of Miami a lot, meet you devotees. I don't see you anymore there. Is your movement still expanding? I mean, is it growing?" Or it's like, to know. So it's growing. And we talked for a while. So like so many people, I just stand there because I'd wear the traditional dress of a Hare Krishna. You know, one of those rare costumes. Then people walk up to me all the time and say, "Well, are you still around? I used to see you all chant." So actually by hearing the holy name, by getting the Srimad Bhagavatam, the one man said he got many books, and he asked some questions from the books right in the airport. And so actually they're feeling some kind of separation from Krishna. They already had developed some kind of an attachment. Even Gokul Ranjana Prabhu told some story how every day some Christian lady would walk by when he was distributing books in some university and say, "Jesus will save you," and he was always so wonderful, wonderful. And just making some friendly exchange, by the end she was chanting Hari. She said, "What you need is some professional dancer. You know, I'm a She starts spinning around doing ballet and the opera singer. Hare Krishna! She's joking with him, but she chanted Hare Krishna. You couldn't get away from it. So. There was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya who kept telling the Chankasi, you have to chant Hare Krishna. And he said, no, no, no. So one day he came really fired up. Today you chant Hare Krishna. He said, no, no, I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow. He said, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. You chanted, you already said Hare Krishna, so now don't stop. So even one time chanting means that they've begun chanting. And then yesterday, Rikudha Prabhu told me how the superintendent of schools came here, and every time they call out from the school about ask them questions, they say, oh, they're always talking about your school, it's so nice. But Hare Krishna, I want to bring my daughter down to, you know, enter into the school, I heard it's the best one, you know, we're Hare Krishna. Well, I want my children to be exposed to the Eastern culture, you know. So people, they can't, one way or another, they have to talk about Hare Krishna. Of course, we'd like them to talk favorably. Actually, the people are missing. It's so important. We don't realize the importance of going out and doing Harinam and have people hear our chanting. Or the importance of giving our books, giving the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, when I first came to the zone, and it was a big drive, Sankirtanpur was distributing so many books, and everything was geared for that. Now, a lot of obstacles have come up, and we're surviving. But you can still see that from the preaching seeds that were planted, so many people are still coming. We cannot imagine the effect. Just like the demigods here, they're praying to the Lord to come. They don't know what His plan is. They don't know how it's going to work. But they just know if the Lord's here on the spot. So actually, Krishna has come, but He come in the form of the Bhagavatam, coming in the form of the holy name. And Prabhupada put the Bhagavatam in the center of Back to Godhead, because we're giving out Back to Godhead, so whatever they write in the rest of it, at least they're getting a part of it, the Srimad Bhagavatam is going out. They're getting 4 pages of Bhagavatam. So, in that way, Bhagavatam was going out to so many people. One devotee said how one man had got the 12th canto of Bhagavatam, and he met the devotees in the Smoky Mountains just a week ago. And he said, you know, I've been looking for you people. I got this book from you, Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, that is the most interesting book I ever got. I want to read the whole set. Do you have, what's the first one? I got number 12. Somehow he got one of the Bhagavatams, and he wanted to read all of the Bhagavatams. They had a Krishna book, so they go over the Krishna book and took his name and address, and they're going to give him the whole catalog so he can get all the books. So, actually, in the age of Kali, so the Lord has appearing in different ways, but these forms of the Lord are brought to the people through the devotees. If the devotees don't chant the holy name, then how does the holy name get to the people? If the devotees don't distribute the books, then how do the books get to the people? So, of course, the Lord is also present in the temple, so bring the people to the temples. If there's no temple, then where do the devotees live, and how do they, what's their base for going out and preaching? So, certainly, everything is connected. It's all part of a grand plan. But the thing which is most dynamic in age of Kali is the form of the books and the holy name. Of course, Lord Chaitanya came, Krishna himself, but he came as a devotee. And what did he do? But he personally chanted Hare Krishna everywhere. And then he instructed his followers to write books. And after the books are written, then the next string of acharyas, the next rung, they went out and distributed them. So Lord Chaitanya primarily chanted. Chanting is most important. Distributing books is most important. Of course, after the six Goswamis, they also established temples and deities. And Srila Prabhupada, he is so kind, he brought this sublime presence of the Lord. Actually, he brought Krishna here to the West. There was no Krishna here. There was no incarnation of Godhead present. But he directly brought the Lord in his different forms. His deity form, his name form, his book form. And it is having a dynamic effect. Maya always tries to put up obstacles for us. But we need to keep the Lord present here in the West. And that's possible by chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting here in the temple, chanting in the street. It's possible by some devotees distributing books and keeping on, keeping the vibration going. In fact, I was told that our devotees are faithfully going to LSU and to different universities for years together. They have some kind of free speech alley. So when they go there, they get a chance to speak for 5 minutes, and usually they give them a, they like to hear the Hare Krishna speak, so they give them a little extension. There's some kind of a captain of the free speech alley. And then he said, you know, every week we hear you, but you always say it to us at the end of your speech, Hare Krishna, but we just stand and watch. We don't say anything. So we should actually reciprocate with you. Why don't you try one more time? And so then the devotee said, Hare Krishna. Then everybody, then the captain said, everybody, Hare Krishna. So in this way, they're being engaged in chanting Hare Krishna. They actually had a direct association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And since they all chanted together, it was a kirtan, albeit it was a two-word kirtan. But if they did kirtan, so that giving them unlimited mercy. So Prabhupada said here, well, we can simply offer the Lord obeisances and pray to, for Him for annihilation of dangers. The demigods offered their obeisances and prayers to the Lord, bowing down before Him, requesting the Lord to do the needful. The thing is that Krishna was appearing at that time. He was going to be there for 100 some years, then go. But actually, now the Lord is so merciful. You know, we need Him more now in Kali Yuga. We need the Lord's presence more than ever. So if we keep chanting Hare Krishna, He'll stay with us as long as we chant. In fact, Prabhupada said that He can even stay with us 10,000 years. How will He stay? How will we have the golden age where the Lord will be with us for 10,000 years unless we chant? Of course, the Lord will be done. He'll find somebody to chant. But just how wonderful, how merciful the Lord is. We can get more association here on this planet at this time than ever before. I mean, most of these avatars, the Lord comes and goes. Even they live for long, you know, their lifespan was much longer than ours now. We're only 100 years max, usually 60, 70, 80, and it's over. We have to go on to the next life. So now we can have a constant association with the Lord our whole lifetime. Think of the wonderful mercy of being born in a Krishna conscious family. They're getting association with the incarnation of Godhead from the moment of their birth until the last breath in this body. See, even Prahlad Maharaj, he got some association for days, weeks with Narsingadev. Brahma came and then he went back. Matsya, all the avatars, I mean, Lord Ram was here quite a bit of time, but not, Parsaram was for a long time, but of course, it depends if you were a Brahmin or a Kshatriya, how you looked upon it. But here, this is the all-merciful presence of the Lord, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we just have to keep associating with the Lord. You don't want to break that daily association, so Prabhupada is so kind giving us the, for the devotees, from Mangalarti, right on, opportunity to associate with the Holy Name and the Srimad Bhagavatam every day. I was feeling very, didn't realize, I never stayed outside of a temple, even apart from, you know, traveling Sankirtan, which was also, you know, it's like, you're taking the temple with you, it's devotees, you're chanting, you're, it's a different thing. I never stayed outside of a temple here, I was in the hospital for so many days, so it was very dry. Then they were saying, well, why don't you stay in a hotel because the temple's a farm far away in Madrid, a 2-hour drive. As soon as I got out of the hospital, I want to go back to the temple where there's chanting of the holy name. And to be without that daily chanting, daily class, I was feeling a lot of separation. Then all of a sudden, Shivaram Maharaj came, and who did he bring? He brought his own personal Nitai Gaur deities right into the hospital room, set it up. There we did a arati, kirtan. So the Lord personally, the temple came to the temple. I mean, the temple came to the hospital. The Lord came into the hospital, made it into a temple. So causes mercy of Nitai Gaur. So these are things we can meditate upon, how the Lord is so merciful, He annihilates the dangers, and how we have an opportunity to keep the Lord with us every day, our whole life, even for, you know, for generations and generations. We want to train up the future generations that they keep the Lord present. We never, now that the Lord has given us this opportunity that we can have its direct constant association through chanting and through the Srimad Bhagavatam. By chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, then our deity worship will also be effective, and we can have the Lord as a deity form. So we want to maintain this association forever, as long as possible, and at least for 10,000 years. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Nama avatar ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Granta Raja avatar ki, Jai.